Good evening, everybody. The Board of Education meeting will now come to order. Mr. Ellis, will you lead us in the pledge?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Stecker, please call the roll.
Mr. Ellis?
Here.
Ms. Hensley?
Here.
Mr. Bondrick?
Here.
Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mrs. Howard?
Here.
Mr. Black?
Here.
Mrs. Nelson?
Here. Are there any members of the public present who wish to address the board at this time? Okay, thank you. Presentations, reports, and initiatives updates.
Well, we are so pleased to have people here this evening to share in this presentation, and we are also just thrilled to hear from students this evening as you talk about 21st century classrooms. And so I'm going to let Mr. Samples introduce this evening and put the focus there for us.
All right, thank you very much. On behalf of Franklin School staff, thanks for coming tonight to everyone. As our building leadership team convened this fall to start planning our school improvement work, and that's centered around the three R's, and I think probably all are familiar with those R's. We also began to review our new long-range plan in the district. We were talking about the rollout of the 21st century project that the district is engaging in this year. And we began discussing another, I guess you call it an alliteration of words. Instead of the three R's, now we're talking about the four C's. And those four C's have been used to describe characteristics and skills that 21st century learners should be in possession of in order to be successful in school and in the workplace. And those are communication, collaboration, creativity, and critical thinking. So if we kind of look at the three R's and the new Common Core standards as the what of learning, we're trying to take a look at the four C's and the how of what we will learn or how we will go about learning. We believe that our ability to develop and strengthen these attributes and skills will continue to grow in importance as the children that we're working with today move into high school and college and then eventually into the world of work. And they are encapsulated in our District 41 characteristics. And as a staff, we've been working on this year and discussing how we can further align what's going on in our classrooms with these ideas about learning. This afternoon, I'm going to turn the bulk of the conversation over to the experts, the teachers and the students, two of our teachers that are actually a part of the 21st Century Project, Classroom Project, and then a few of their students, which I'll allow them to introduce and on stage later, will be part of the presentation tonight, our literacy specialists. I believe Mrs. Rodriguez is going to start, and her students are going to talk to us about their use of Stacy's going to talk a little bit to us tonight about a project that she's actually been working on with some fourth grade students in their classroom about authentic learning through a problem-based framework.
So when we talk about the four C's of 21st century communication, one excellent way to involve students that way is through problem-based learning. Some people call it project-based learning and some people call it challenge-based learning. But the point of it is that it is authentic learning. So how you go about doing this, and what Mrs. Rodriguez and I have been working on, is that you find a driving question, an essential question that truly needs to be answered. And I don't want to give away too much. I want the kids to be able to tell you about the project. A real-world problem that anyone in this room would be interested in solving. Unlike Jane has 5 apples and Tony has 7 apples, if Tony steals 3 apples from Jane, what happens? That's a very school-based thing. We want an essential driving question that perhaps in literacy, if we were doing it, you might say, can money really buy happiness? And then we would be looking at that from a variety of angles. In literacy, we might be doing things like putting together text to everything from King Midas to the current stock market and financial crisis, and looking at that and seeing if we can come up with a real solution to a real problem. So it's putting the learning in the hands of the students. For us as teachers, it's a little bit of a roller coaster ride, because although we have a calendar planned out and we know that this is the question we're starting with, and we know that the end result is going to be a real presentation, not just to two teachers who are going to put a grade on a project, but a presentation to people who are genuinely interested in the answer to the question. So so that they can evaluate how well the students did. But the middle part, the students are in the driver's seat. So we started with a question to help a small business here in downtown Glen Ellyn, and then when we said to the kids, what do you need to know to do this successfully, they told us. And Mrs. Rodriguez and I have been out consulting with experts, and we have had everybody from Dr. Reebok to parents into the classroom to help the kids learn about what happens in the real world when we have a question like this. Students are evaluated in problem-based learning. In Mrs. Rodriguez's classroom, every child is going to have to write up an individual proposal for what they're doing, and that will go in their writing grade, because in literacy right now, we're working on persuasive writing in fourth grade. So they have a very persuasive project here. So they will get a grade for school, but then they will also have a real-life project that, if everything goes well, you are going to see real-life results in downtown Glen Ellyn from what they're doing. So when we talk about a problem, we need a real problem, a real solution, and in the middle, the learning is in the control of the students, and we are truly the facilitators just to make it happen for them. So now I know you're dying to know what the project is.
I'm going to take you a step back before I let Grace and Trevor tell you about the two projects we're working on and tell you where we started this year before any of the new technology or furniture came. We started with a discussion on the learner characteristics. And the students and I sat down and talked about the vocabulary, what were the learner characteristics, and each student did a little radar graph and reflected on where they felt they were with the habits and attitudes and the skills and applications. And we took the results and they wrote a reflection thinking about their learning at the beginning of the year. And we'll go back and as we do our projects throughout the year, all of these habits and attitudes and skills and applications you can see embedded within the project. At the end of the year, we'll go back and do the same thing and see areas we still need to work on and grow, areas where we've achieved a lot. And Grace is going to come up and share with you one of our projects that Mrs. Slater was alluding to. And it's a project we're doing with Just the Bookstore in downtown Glen Ellyn.
So we have a special problem. The bookstore needs to attract more people in me and Trevor's grade with their parents. And we need to figure out how we can help. So far, we've surveyed some people in our grade. And we've had some people take a trip to the bookstore on a Saturday to see what the store was like. And we also created our mini agencies and started our own team to create an image for the store. And then so we started with some ways to make it better on this sheet like this one.
So they brainstormed in their collaborative groups, their ad agencies, any possible ideas. They just brainstormed ideas for the bookstore. And then they came up with four best ideas. Everyone in the group got an idea. And then they started from that creating their image for the bookstore.
Okay. So this is one of the ads that we've made.
We were lucky enough to use a resource, a parent in the school who works in graphic design, was nice enough to make real posters for us. So the kids could use them during their final presentations to Mrs. Stroh at the bookstore. And these are just a few examples of what they came up with for an image for the bookstore, trying to attract a younger crowd.
Mm-hmm. And then now we're working on a budget so that we can see what we can purchase and what she'll spend on the changes. And each person in my class is making a business proposal. And then in two Fridays, we'll do our presentation at the bookstore.
Right. Mrs. Stroh is going to come here and hopefully field our guests, and we'll present our ideas. Hopefully something will take off. And before we started this project, and this project is still ongoing, we were studying magnetism and electricity in science. And Trevor's going to tell you a little bit about another project.
Come on. We created a website for a safe and free resource for kids to learn about magnetism and electricity. We created videos, crosswords, and games with And then we have crosswords, we have quizzes. What sticks to a magnet to answer this?
So they used a free software called Hot Potatoes where you can make crosswords and quizzes and closed passages, and it's, they put them on the website for others to use.
And then we have some videos of lighting a ball, lighting a ball too.
Girls, what did you do to make your light bulb light?
We twisted the wires and then put one end on the bottom and one end on the top of the light bulb on, and it started to light up.
And that was it. And then we also did we also took some photos and added them onto the website. And we also did something. We also did one on a trip across America for social studies. And we added the Northeast, the Southeast. We will be doing the Midwest. And then we'll also be doing the Southeast. We also did a discussion on where would you like to travel and why.
Okay, so this is an ongoing website that we're creating for our regions unit across the span of the year. So we're updating this and adding to it as we go. And the electricity and magnetism one is kind of a finished product. Thank you, Cheryl.
Okay. Next we have Susie Smith and her students in fifth grade that are going to present some learning projects that they've been working on. And I think really epitomize the four C's. So I'll let you tell them about those.
For us, or for myself in the classroom, I found that the new furniture really, I don't know how else to say it, but invigorated us and changed the way we were thinking about learning in the classroom. And one of the main changes, primarily for myself, is that I looked at the students and the partnership that they should have in creating what was going on in the classroom. And being in fifth grade, I felt their responsibility was there, they had the ability, they had all the skills. We've talked about 21st century learning skills and the habits and the characteristics that a 21st century learner would have. And in my opinion, District 41 and Benjamin Franklin has prepared them for all of those things. I just think the furniture and the technology gave us that opportunity to really delve into that more deeply and to provide the kids an opportunity to really demonstrate those skills. And that being said, when we started looking at some of the projects that we were doing in fifth grade, I felt like in order to be a 21st century learner and a teacher, that really involving the students in the development and creation and execution of the projects was essential. And so within all of our projects, you'll see elements of the students' voice within those projects, them having input in how the project was going to be created, what elements are going to be included in the project, how are they going to be graded. Examples of them with creating the rubrics for their projects and what they've done as a final project. So their voice, hopefully, will come through in the things that you see them showing you tonight, because they are the ones that have really driven what we've done in our classroom. Mr. Samples was talking about the four C's. And we were inspired by our Institute Day. One of the presentations was based on, is it ABC? I don't watch that. Good Morning America.
Good Morning America.
Good Morning America, sorry. But they do my three words or three words. So you'll see throughout that you'll see some of the pictures of the kids with their three words of what our classroom means to them this year. But four C's. So, they went from up here, sorry. Creativity is one of them. And we have a presentation from a very creative young woman. She's going to come up and show a photo story of what she's done. And again, I think this really demonstrates the voice that the students have found within themselves just by allowing them to really have a role in what they're doing. I'm going to pause it before it starts, okay? Do you want to just tell them a little bit about how you came up with this idea?
So I did a photo story about meeting my best friend, and the reason I wanted to do this because it changed me a lot, and I had someone to look up to, so...
Introduced me to people and showed me where everyone sat, and even helped me put school supplies on my desk. We perpetually talked on and on about ridiculous things we did over the summer and laughed so much we couldn't breathe. We couldn't stop talking to each other, so Nicole asked if I wanted to come over to her house to play. Obviously, without a doubt, I said yes. When we got to Nicole's house, we went up to her playroom and we played Barbies for hours and hours and loved every minute of it. It's a little creepy that I remember this, but after we played Barbies for hours, Nicole's mom made us grilled cheese and we had apple juice to drink. Before I had to leave, Nicole ran up to me and asked if I wanted to be her best friend. Obviously, I said yes, and I had a huge smile on my face the whole ride home. I know for a fact that Nicole and I will be best friends forever, no matter what. You don't have to be afraid to come out of your shell, because you never know that if someone walks up to you, they will be your best friend 5 years later.
Yep. And I just thought it was a great voice that she had, just the way she expressed herself. And the fact that, obviously these are not her first grade pictures, but she reenacted all of her scenes from her first grade life. So I thought she did a wonderful job for creativity, one of the four C's. Thank you. Collaboration. This one came about because I found that within our classroom we have many students who are very, I'd say gifted. They're very skilled in math. And I found that in doing math groups within our classroom that many of the students need a little more challenge and could benefit from doing activities that went above and beyond what we're already doing in the classroom. So the project that the next group is going to present is a project that came about from, we're doing a unit in graphing, and the students understood how to read a graph, they could answer the questions based on the graph. They needed something more than just answering questions again. So they created a project, they created surveys, and they went around and they collected all their data. It's not as complex as your survey for the Glen Allen bookstore. But they did use all the skills that they needed to in order to come up with a final product. So they're going to tell you a little bit about their group process, their collaboration, and share their Prezi that they created for their project.
Design our graphic stuff.
And after we collected our data, we made a graph. So this is all the people who read 15 through 30 minutes, 30 through 60, 60 through 120, and more than 120 minutes.
Gave the students an opportunity to utilize the skills, and then they were involved in all facets of the steps in creating the project, completing the project, and then creating the rubric for the project. So, and then we have critical thinking. This I thought was an amazing, like on the fly, thinking about what critical thinking, what 21st century learning means to this particular group. It's school plus work equals prosperity, which is the graduation. Mm-hmm. So I just thought how creative and how critical thinking are that particular group was in doing that. And then finally, communication. One of the things that I feel has really come out of the 21st century learning classroom is the ability to communicate. The kids communicate what they need and what they think and how they feel within the classroom, and I feel like we have definitely an open communication about what's going on in the classroom and have a really good understanding of one another and what they need to succeed, what I need as far as help from them sometimes, because sometimes I make mistakes and I may not know something and I can look to them and say, I need help. You know, where can I go? What can I do? Where should I look? And they're always willing to help out in any situation. The final project that's going to be presented today came out of we read in guided reading groups. The students read different memoirs, and after we were done with the memoirs, instead of doing the regular everyday end of unit or cumulative end of unit project, what we tried to do was come up with something that was unique and different. So we sat down as a class and we discussed what types of things do you think would really demonstrate what you know about your book. And they decided on three things. They thought a game show, creating a game show with the knowledge from their book could be fun, a talk show, or a commercial, thank you, or a commercial. And then based on those ideas, we talked about what elements would you have to include, make sure you're talking about the plot, the theme, all of the different parts that you need to show that you understood your book. And then based on that, they could create whatever it was that they wanted to. And so this is one example of what came out of that project. Before we start, is there anything else today?
Hi!
Is there anything else that you want to say prior to starting?
Is it a commercial or?
It's kind of a combination of all three.
Mm-hmm. Really the timing. Yeah. So it starts as a talk show. They break to a game show, and then there's a public service announcement in between.
This is the Nicole show. This is the Nicole show. This is the Nicole show. This is my dog, Josh. So cute. Your dog's in check.
Oh, boy, began Josh. Now, go over and go get me a latte.
Is it true that the theme of the book is that you can find friends anywhere, anytime?
Oh, I think finding my dog is like finding friends anywhere. So, yes.
A great surprise to you, Gary. You're going to be playing a game of Geo Party. And it's all going to be based on my life in dog years. Oh, my Geo Party is a fabulous project. Alright, Gary, here's how it works. You pick a question, I'll read it out loud, and you give us your answer. And if we feel that you express that answer through the book, you'll get it correct.
I will do. What does the Z mean for 500?
Alright, your question is, how does using dogs in your book relate and show your theme?
Let's see here. Well, using dogs showed my theme because I found them and pounds on the street and in towns. When they were lost, took them in and made them mine. So I think that showed the theme.
Okay, correct.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I will do. Why is it important for
Daily Double? Okay. Why did you dedicate the book to Cookie?
Well, I dedicated the book to Cookie because he saved me. Also, without Cookie, I wouldn't be able to write this book.
Correct. Alright, another one.
I will do, what does the theme mean for 1,000? Oh, actually, no. I will do, how do dogs affect your life for 500?
Okay. How does the theme affect your life?
Well, Dirk affected my life because before I met him, people would tease me and bully. And so, once Dirk came into my life, he scared them away and I was safe.
Correct. And for winning round one of the prizes, you win this keyboard!
Yay! I love to play keyboard.
Another one.
I'll do, how did dogs affect your life? 4,000.
Okay, what would happen if you never got Cookie?
Well, I wouldn't be here. I would be dead, but also I wouldn't have been able to spend time with Cookie. And we wouldn't really be friends.
Correct. That just won you $1,000. Nice job. Alright, pick the last available one.
Why is it important for 500?
Okay, why was it important to tell about Snowball? Well, it was important to tell about Snowball because the day he was about to be, we had a connection, and I felt like a hero saving him.
Correct. Now, Gary, Nicole is going to give you your last question, which is Final Jeopardy. We'll be back right after the break.
I thought about where dogs come from. They come from puppy mills and breeders who breed them all year long. But have you ever thought about adopting a dog from a shelter? It saves their life and they become your loyal companion. Adopt a dog today at adoptadog.com.
For your last question, for $1,000, under what does the theme mean? And also for a very big bonus prize, if you had a new dog, what would you name it?
Well, maybe Crystal, but why would you want to know that?
Because you just won a brand new dog.
So much! Thank you, Cha-Ching. Thank you.
Thank you.
initiative on my own without the help of the students, and I think that really demonstrates just exactly what a 21st century learning classroom is supposed to be about. The openness, the discussion, the participation of the students in conjunction with what I'm doing in the classroom as well. So thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thank you.
And I just want to conclude by following that up with a thank you. Thank you to our central office administrators and our Board of Education for launching this project for us this year, which I think, as Susie said, it didn't start this kind of thinking and teaching at Franklin School, but it certainly has provided kind of catalyst this year for really getting us to think about how to engage our students in more relevant, authentic ways that'll serve them well throughout their school careers and then beyond. And so we've been talking a lot, quite a bit about this at school this year, and we're going to continue this conversation. And I just also want to say thank you very much to these educators who have embraced this challenge and have done an awesome job with it so far. They've only had the furnishings and so forth for those classrooms since Thanksgiving or so. And then also all their wonderful students for coming tonight and being part of all this work, too. So I wish to say thanks very much. Thanks for watching. So I don't know if there are any questions that anyone may have, board members or anyone else.
I just have one quick question for Trevor and for, I guess, Trevor, for the website. Do you know if you've gotten any hits on the website from other schools or students using some of that information?
Yeah, we once had somebody from India try to join with us.
All right then. Excellent. So this is really a global classroom.
Uh-huh.
Excellent.
The website is.
Yeah, that's excellent. Good.
Okay, so I want to ask, so let's start with Mr. Smith's group. How were the projects that you guys did different than something you might have done last year? And I don't mean by teachers. I mean the technology that you guys had last year versus this year and your opportunities, did that make a difference for you? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mia, go ahead.
I think before the 21st century classroom, there were less choices or opportunities for a project that we had to do. So there might have just been like either a PowerPoint, but we couldn't do something like that.
And I see you guys get to use a lot more of your acting skills.
Cool advertisement.
Very nice.
You know, the board's been talking about 21st century learning for quite a while, too. And I think tonight it really struck me that a lot of our questions as adults in working with Dr. Reebok and Mrs. Carlson on 21st century learning and with all the building leaders, the principals, trying to figure out, so what does this really mean? If we can remember back to those, all the documentation Anne has given us, all the reading we've done about it, we've gone to our own professional development at conferences, and it doesn't make any sense until you see it. And so I just want to thank you for putting this in a very visual and also tactile, meaning you can kind of touch it, way, because it's something that we as a board want to make sure that we understand in terms of our being able to support that as well. So thank you for all the time you're putting into it. I know it's schoolwork, but gosh, it looks like a ton of fun.
And
that's great.
I was going to ask, because there's two teachers from the same grade team, do you guys get a chance to talk about some of the...
There's fourth one.
Right, and so is Mr. Wittenberg.
Oh.
Sorry.
I
know. Yeah, I'm like, you guys are the same grade level team. Well, you're all a team, but the same grade level team. Do you guys have chances to talk about some of the things that Mrs. Rodriguez is doing in her classroom? And I know, Mr. Wittenberg, you don't have, you know, the technical 21st century learning classroom, but how do you guys share what's going on in one classroom to be used in another classroom that doesn't have all the bells and whistles?
We meet twice a week as an entire team, and we talk about what we're doing in our classroom. So, and we meet in Sarah's room, and that's because she's our team leader. So we get to see things. We ask her, you know, we know this is going to be coming our way soon, so this is just the beginning. So we're very interested in what's going on in the room, what their kids are doing. So we share at these meetings.
Okay.
think another way is our website. I shared with the fourth grade team across the district because it is something new everyone's learning about, and the kids wanted to have that resource out there for other students learning about electricity and magnetism. So our team can use it as a resource. Other schools or districts can use it as a resource. I think having things out there that other people can get their hands on is a way to do that.
So do the kids in targeted learning time, do they move through the classrooms so that some of the students who are in different classrooms in the other grade levels, are they able to come in and use some of the things that are going on in your room?
Well, we do move within our grade level for targeted learning time. So they haven't done anything with these projects specifically. We're working on other things at that time, but getting used to the new furniture and maybe at some point some of the technology we use during that time.
If I may, some of it just trickle down and buzz around the school. Randy Jones in third grade here and Brian Pindar at Lincoln are doing the Appalachian Trail project with Willie DeFebbio.
Mm-hmm.
So Randy came to me and said, you know, we talked to Karen and we talked to Ann about it, and we'd really like to, you know, we hear you're working on problem-based, and we want to make this more than just following somebody on the trail and writing a journal. So Willie and Randy and I sat down, and for Randy's team, we came up, and now the whole team's going to do this. We came up with the essential question of that idea of when you go into the wilderness, you leave nothing but tracks and you take nothing but memories. So the kids are going to be looking at the essential problem of preserving the environment here in Glen Ellyn. How do we apply what Willie is doing on the trail? And we found an organization that does seven principles of wilderness, and it's things like respecting animal life and human interactions, like if there is a trail, you stay on the trail. So we're going to be looking at things like the prairie path or wildlife in our own backyard and applying what Willie is doing on the trail to life in Glen Ellyn and how that does. So that's their essential question. How do we take those principles? So, but that all kind of came about because they heard, oh, you're doing this kind of authentic learning. How can we do that?
And they're going to be blogging about it.
And they're going to blog about it, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're hoping Mike gets websites and stuff set up for him. So.
Mike's been working with Willie pretty well.
Yeah. What can we do to help you guys? I mean, is there anything that we as a board could do to help promote more of the 21st century learning?
Well, we know there's a rollout plan, so the teachers that don't have this right now are very anxious and looking forward to getting some of the same things.
But, and I just want to say, I think it's more than just the stuff. You know, I really do. I don't think that the technology alone is what makes it a 21st century classroom. So I just think it's embracing what the habits and the skills are, the mindset of collaborative work and all the four C's that Mr. Samples was talking about. And you can do that with or without the technology. And not to say that I don't appreciate the technology at all, because we use it, we love it, right, ladies?
Yeah.
We love it. And it's a tool. It's just one facet of 21st century. So I think oftentimes I think people, and I'm speaking for myself, I should say, that you think that the 21st century classroom is only because of the furniture and the technology, but it's so much more than that. And I think that's the message that I should be saying to other teachers. It's not just the classroom that does it, it's all of it. It's everything. It's embracing all of it and taking it all in and then sharing it with the kids.
I think something that was helpful was our last Institute Day to bring that inspiration to all the teachers in the school, having that time to share so you can see projects in real life and show that it's things we're already doing, just amping them up a little bit, changing them around. I think that is something that will really help us and help get the word out.
Speaking of getting the word out, I think in Mrs. Rodriguez's classroom, the fact that we've had so many adults willing to come in and be collaborative partners with the kids and help teach them their area of expertise. So as board members, if you could lend expertise or if you know people in the community who could, you know, we can develop more partnerships with either businesses or organizations in the community so we can really get outside the classroom walls.
One of the things we've always talked about when you talk about, you know, technology is the training. Are you guys getting trained by them, or did you guys already know how to do this or need training? Are the kids telling you how to do this and showing you how to do this? Or
it's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Luckily, I have you know, I have enough technology background and knowledge that I can figure things out as I go. And if I don't know something, I have people to ask. You know, Debbie Campbell's great. I've always gone to her. And there are many people that you can reach out to and ask. The kids are so familiar with technology that a lot of times I'll just say, you know, I'm trying to do this. Can you help me out? Like today we were working on the Prezi. I'm like, I can't get it to do. I just wanted to do this. And they're shooting out suggestions, like, quickly. And I think that's just because they're immersed in it at school, at home, and they're comfortable in saying, do this, try this. And I did, and it worked.
I agree. I just play with things, and they come together. But these projects we did with the website, that Hot Potato software, I'd never used it before. We went in the lab, brought it up. By the end of the class, all the kids knew were using it, making different quizzes, and they're so proficient that sometimes if you turn it over to them, and they can get the ball rolling. And I think it's just a lot of practice.
Well, I want to thank you for our new shirts. because for those who weren't at the Institute Day on the 17th, these were the shirts that were the kind of the kickoff message. And, you know, everything we're talking about today is in these two words, own it. So it's you guys, your teachers, leadership, the administration, the board, you know, we're all in this together. So I think this is a great way for us to show our support by putting on our free shirts, which we love. So thank you.
Well, and if we could conclude with just a piece of the Institute Day, and Mrs. Smith referenced it before about my three words, and as one activity before we began the Institute Day, which was really to begin that conversation around 21st century learning, and the own it, the piece of the slogan that is own it is really at the heart and soul of learning, and that is that children own their learning just as we must own our learning as adults. And so that's the key to becoming a 21st century learning, is becoming a learner that is proud of his or her own learning and owns it. And so we did just three words across the district, and we'd like to share what some of the students and adults in the district shared with all of the staff on Institute Day with just three words. So if we can conclude with that piece of Institute Day.
Everybody is a star. It don't matter who you are, no. Keep on reaching for your dreams. And it ain't crazy as it seems. We are calling on dreamers. We are calling on believers.
thanks to Lori Campbell and Ken Harborough, who did all of the work to pull that together for the Institute.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Very nice.
Yeah, excellent. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you, everyone, for giving up some part of your evening to learn from our students and from our teachers here at Ben Franklin, and to the teachers and to Mr. Sample, thank you so much for a great presentation. And we would encourage you and welcome you to stay for the remainder of the evening, but also know that you may have homework and that time to get to, so if you need to leave, certainly feel free and not awkward to get up and leave.
Yeah. Thank you, kids, very much.
Thanks.
Thanks, Kirk, for hosting too. Yeah, thanks very much. Yeah, Steve Hutton. We're on to action items. The consent agenda. Are there any items board members would like removed from the consent agenda to be considered separately? I have a request to remove the January 9th, 2012 closed session minutes to be pulled for further discussion. Any further requests? Okay, may I have a motion then to approve the consent agenda, which includes Human Resources Personnel Report, Employment Recommendations, Resignations. This is a category that's been added to the agenda tonight. Finance, Facilities, and Operations, the Treasurer's Report, Investment Schedule, Monthly Revenue Expenditure Summary Report, Summary of Bills and Payroll, School District Payment Order, Vandalism Damage Report, Disposal of Surplus Property, and the 2011-2012 FOIA Report. Item 3, Other Matters, a Board Meeting Minutes, December 12th, regular meeting and public hearing, December 12th, 2011, regular meeting closed session, January 9th, 2012, regular meeting, January 18th, special meeting, and the January 18th, special meeting and closed session. They have a motion?
Motion.
A second?
Second.
Roll call, please. Right. I just have to. Yeah.
Oh, I heard you list them again.
Yeah, I didn't read off the January 9th closed session.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sorry. That's okay.
Yes.
Great.
Mr. Fenwick?
Yes.
Mr. Bondrack?
Yes.
Mrs. Howard?
Yes.
Mr. Black?
Yes.
Mr. Ellis?
Yes.
Mrs. Nelson?
Yes. Okay, superintendent's report.
I'm just going to note that you have your enrollment packet or your enrollment information in your packet, and I have nothing more to add. I don't know that I could add anything more exciting or interesting than what you had a chance to look at tonight, so I'll pass on a report.
And I just wanted to point out that my total is 474 kids in portable classrooms this fall.
Thank you.
Just wanted to point that out.
Thank you.
All right. Board reports. Any board members who wish to give a report at this time?
I attended LLT, and again, you saw the culmination of a lot of the work that we did, and with the three words, we all worked together in LLT with CDIT and PDT to come up with those words, and the T-shirts were decided at a previous meeting at CIT, but then we talked about the learner characteristics, and we selected 10 of the learner characteristics to emphasize with staff for the rest of this year. And Karen is going to be working, and then they also worked on a PowerPoint slide highlighting those different learner characteristics. And I just want to thank Karen for really, and her staff, for really pushing, for really highlighting with staff the learner characteristics. And I know last year that I raised how surprised I was. Many of your staff weren't very familiar with it. And this year, I have really noticed a marked change in their enthusiasm, their understanding, and their level of discussion at every meeting, bringing it back to whatever curriculum areas that we're talking about. And everything always goes back to, well, how do the learner characteristics support that? What is it that we are looking at? So, thank you.
For the board reports?
We've had a couple meetings with the calendar committee. I know I did ask for board feedback, and I continue to ask for that on some of the information I sent out. So, I think we're trying, hopeful to finish up in February. I think we've had some good positive progress and good discussions. We talked about President's Day and possibly adding that as a calendar. And I know there's still some final counting that's to be done, so I haven't heard an update on that, but I was glad to see that even with adding that in, so far the rough count was one extra week of five-day attendance over last year. So, so far we're seeing win-win. Overall, and you know, just talk about some other things too. Talk about the PTA or the parent teacher conferences and things like that. So continue to work on that, and as I have more requests for feedback, I will send you.
Okay, thank you. Any other board reports? I have a quick update from CIT, which was last Thursday. Just a follow-up even to the three words that LLT noted, that they're reinforcing this tool to integrate the message further. So they want to keep that momentum going, which I think is great. PDT talked about the excellent response. I think there were more effusive words to that for the Technoblast theme for the Institute Day. And actually, Mrs. Rodriguez talked about the nature of it being very hands-on and the fact that there were so many opportunities for people to attend different professional development sessions. They really appreciated that. The Countywide Institute Day is coming up on March 2nd, I believe. Owning the long-range plan as part of our new business, we started to work on developing what were described as roadmaps in three areas, and these were small teams for CIT that broke down. One was around messaging, communication, another knowledge, and then the third one, ambassadorship, around the long-range plan. So about 40 minutes of the meeting, which was a good chunk of time, was spent really talking about how to practically apply some of this and take that out on the long-range plan. So again, just very focused agenda for CIT around, you know, in some ways being laser focused around the long range plan and making sure we keep coming back to that. So the group did a lot of good work. Anne provided a summary on work being accomplished as part of the 100-day work plan, including continuing on the Common Core alignment, which we keep hearing about. The foreign language exploration continues, and so there'll be more about that. And then the think tank that was formed around 21st century instructional practices focused really on innovation. And so I think, you know, tonight was a great example of that. So a lot of good work being done in CIT, a lot of energy. They're 2-hour meetings that go by very, very quickly. We get a lot done. This Friday, Lend is meeting. And earlier tonight at the finance meeting, there was some discussion around the transportation dollars. And on the agenda is the chief financial officer for the Illinois State Board of Education, ISB, Linda Riley Mitchell. And her topic happens to be transportation funding options. So everyone's welcome, certainly, to come if you can make it. It's at the case, at the District 89 offices on Butterfield, as you all know. It starts at 7:15 and finishes up really pretty close to 8 o'clock, 8:15. I was able to run over to the Lincoln International Fest. Happened to be sitting with Shannon at CIT, and she mentioned that Thursday night she was leaving to go and get on a bus and bring some of the children and their parents over. And I know that, Julie, you had it in the e-news. It was just a great turnout, so much fun, and just a really, again, great snapshot of certainly that school and the energy through PTA around that. And Shannon, as is typical, ended up with a part of a pinata on her head as a hat at the end of the night, and just had a lot of fun with the children. So it was great to see parents and kids and PTA working together. And then finally, just for the board, the president's meeting tomorrow morning, 7:30, had to be moved. So Ann and I are going to meet at 2:15 tomorrow, just to let everybody know that. It'll be 2:15 to 3:15 tomorrow afternoon. And that's it. Okay, discussion items.
Our first discussion item is supplemental pay, and as you know, we bring recommendations to you at least once a year relative to the committee's work and whether or not we need to feel the need to add either an activity or we need to add a sponsor to a particular activity. And so this evening's request to you, which you'll also note if you are comfortable, I've asked that you take action on this, is to look at a couple proposals. And one is to change cross country from a group 4 to a group 3, and that has to do with the number of students and the hours that they use or that they participate in that activity. And then wrestling team, which is looking to add another sponsor, and that's based on a ratio that we have of number of students to supervisors, and the wrestling program has expanded to the level that it really requires another coach to help out from a safety perspective as well as meet our ratio. So those are the two additions this year, and we would entertain any questions that you might have and ascertain your comfort level with that.
So the language of additional sponsor is additional coach?
Correct. It could be a sponsor, it could be a coach. Depends on the activity. In this case, wrestling is a coach.
I think it was good that we added sixth grade to cross country. Mm-hmm. Gives them another opportunity, and it's a no-cut sport. It gives them an opportunity to do something. It's nice to see that wrestling has increased, that we need another person. Again, another no-cut sport, allowing more children to participate.
Okay, then we will ask you at the action portion of this agenda to take action on this particular recommendation so that we can put another wrestling coach in place before the season ends. Second item for discussion is the what is the second item?
Class size
targets. Oh, class size targets. I'm down on action. It's class size targets. I'm thinking we're not discussing the abatement resolution. Class size targets we bring to you annually for your consideration. We are not making any real changes to the class size targets, except with the exception that if a school has not made AYT for two consecutive years, that we go ahead at the intermediate levels, which would be grades 4 and 5, and look at keeping those class size targets at the third grade level, which is 23 to 25, rather than 25 to 27. What we have typically done, as you know, is wait until we have a chance to analyze the MAP scores, continue to analyze the achievement gap, and then we look to get permission over the course of the summer for adding another section. And we believe that if a school is not making AYP, we haven't closed the achievement gap, and therefore we'd like to be able to hire during the hiring season for those schools and look at the subgroups in areas where they may not be performing. Mm-hmm. So rather than wait and at the end of the summer when the hiring pool, many of the teachers, the top-notch teachers, have already been hired other places, we'd like to be able to do it earlier. So that's the only change we're recommending for next year.
Which would be Churchill,
right? Churchill could be Lincoln. In the past, Lincoln has not had a substantive subgroup to report, but they may have a subgroup that's substantive enough to report this year, and if we look and see that they didn't make AYP last year, we might make that request for Lincoln as well. Otherwise, if that's not the case, then we would look at the traditional way, which we've looked in the past, and look at the progress we're making on that. And look at the achievement gap, and we'd follow that other process.
Okay. So is it keeping it as it? I mean, because we've added that Churchill and Lincoln.
Well, but we've done those always on an annual basis.
Okay.
So,
are you asking for additional, I guess?
No, not asking for additional, just asking that where we know we probably are going to come back to you and add a class, that we have the ability to do that up front and in the spring rather than waiting until later in the summer. And that's by changing that class size target and reducing it a little bit, is a little bit more permanent.
One of the things that I think is valuable about it in terms of where we are with the Churchill with AYP issues is hiring staff earlier because of the onboarding process and all there is to get to know about the school. So it's not just the academic teacher need, but just the nuance of the school, the personality, the needs, all those things. And certainly being able to do that earlier in the process is, I think, a better system. So makes sense.
And we will bring that back to the board for action at our next meeting. Next item is the Hadley sound system equipment. And as you know, we requested permission a while ago to go out to bid for this sound system equipment. And those bids have been returned. And so the finance department is ready to make a recommendation for MUSAC. For a cost of $27,096, and as noted, the only additional cost is the baffling, sound baffling that we would put in order to keep the pods as sound-free as possible when performances are in session. And you can see that there is a listing of the items that were bid as an attachment to this, and we would entertain any questions about that.
What's the
typical
life of this equipment? Years?
10, 15. The system that's in Hadley now is at least 15 years old. Mm-hmm. Although the major reason that we want to replace now is we just can't get parts for it any longer. So as long as the technology plays, stays in play, the parts are available, I mean, it'll go forever. And we did also make this portable enough so that if that space were ever changed, we can take that equipment and move it to another spot.
Mm-hmm. Was it all the same equipment? Why was the third bid so much higher?
You'd have to ask them. And you know what? The gentleman that Kinesthetics, they've been working with the district for a number of years. And I called him and I was, we were $10,600 higher. I don't know if he thought because of our relationship that he had a sort of an automatic in, but his bid was just too far, over 50% more, almost 50% more than the lowest. So I was disappointed.
Right?
It was all apples to apples. Okay. Everybody bid on this list of equipment. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Any idea when the installation will be completed?
As soon as the board gives me the final go, it'll be six to 8 weeks after that.
Mm-hmm. I had a quick conversation with Patty Dettinger, a parent that many of us know, and it was in the fall at the play The Jungle Book, and we had rented a sound system, right, mm-hmm. for the play, and afterwards she came up to me and she said, I think it's old Sam. She said, wow, that sound system makes a huge difference. Thanks so much for putting it in. And it caught me by surprise. I thought, we didn't vote on that yet. But, what it said to me is that we're bringing this back, to take action, is that people notice it, that it did make a difference. So.
And that equipment costs somewhere between $3,000 and $5,000 a year.
To rent, yeah.
And now because we're doing two plays a year.
Right,
that's
that
a good thing.
Yeah, I mean the fine arts program at Hadley has, just blossomed. It's a completely different program than it was a couple of years ago. So.
Okay, that's it for our discussion items.
Upcoming meetings: February 13th, 2012, a regular board meeting at 7:30 p.m. That will be held at Hadley Junior High School, and then February 27th, 2012, regular board meeting 7:30 p.m. back at the Central Services Office. Superintendent's recommendations. Supplemental pay committee recommendations earlier this evening, just a few moments ago. The board discussed the administration's recommendation for the addition of a wrestling coach to the supplemental pay schedule and that cross-country move from a group 4 activity to a group 3 activity. May I have a motion to approve this recommendation as presented?
Motion.
Second.
Discussion. All right, roll call, please.
Mr. Kenwood?
Yes.
Mr. Vondrak?
Yes.
Mr. Howard?
Yes.
Mr. Black?
Yes.
Mr. Ellis?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
No. Yes. Item B, resolution abating 2011 tax levy for debt service payments for 1998 and 2004 bonds. The administration recommends that the Board of Education adopt the resolution of abatement for debt service payments for 1998 and 2004 bonds in the amount of $2,727,800. This board action is required in order to alert the county as to the district's interest in abating the bond and interest payments. May I have a motion to approve this recommendation as presented?
Motion. Second.
Discussion. Thank you for the information. Roll call, please.
Mr. Vondrak?
Yes.
Mr. Howard?
Yes.
Mr. Black?
Yes.
Mr. Ellis?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Kenwood?
Yes.
Mr. Hill?
Yes. Thank you. Are there any other matters to be considered by the board? Public participation. Is there anyone present who would like to address the board at this time? Thank you. Adjourn to closed session. The board has determined it has a need to adjourn to closed session to discuss the following matters: collective negotiating matters between the district and its employees or their representatives, or deliberations concerning salary schedules for one or more classes of employees, the purchase or lease of real property for the use of the district, including meetings held for the purpose of discussing whether a particular parcel should be acquired, discussion of lawfully closed meeting minutes, whether for purposes of approval by the body of the minutes or semi-annual review of the minutes as mandated by Section 2.06, the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of a specific employee of the district or legal counsel for the district, including hearing testimony on a complaint lodged against an employee or against legal counsel for the district to determine its validity. May I have a motion to adjourn to closed session?
Motion.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Howard?
Yes.
Mr. Black?
Yes.
Mr. Ellis?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Kenwood?
Yes.
Mr. Vondrak?
Yes.
No.
Yes. We will not be taking action when we return to open session. Thank you very much.